The Minster Board of Education met for their regular monthly meeting Monday evening. The board voted to accept the following donations: $249.22 from the Minster American Legion Auxiliary for historical books for the library, $5,000 from Dana North America for the high school PBIS program, $500 from Katie Horseman for the girls' cross country program. The board recognized Coach Jesse Magato, Coach Greg Zumberger, and the high school girls' cross country team for their Division IV state runner up finish. The board also recognized Claire Bowman, daughter of Ryan and Julie Bowman, Joanna Topp, daughter of Chad and Katie Topp, Annie Hemmelgarn, daughter of Randy and Kate Hemmelgarn, and Maria Niekamp, daughter of Chris and Becky Niekamp, for their All-Ohio performances at the state cross-country meet. Superintendent Josh Meyer provided the board with an update on the Veterans Day program, the recent meeting of the district leadership team, and provided the consolidated school report. Elementary Principal Mrs. Mandy Albers shared the elementary report. Mrs. Albers shared the first quarter Humble and Kind Award winners with the board and shared that fourth grade student Amelia Beckman was a recipient of the first quarter Spirit Stick. Mrs. Albers also recapped the recently conducted parent-teacher conferences with the board. 7th through 12th Principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared the junior-senior high school update with the board. He shared with the board that the Governor's Merit Scholarship winners for Minster High School are Emma Dysart, Annie Hemmelgarn, and Bryce Pringer. He recognized the October Cats of the Month, recapped the National Honor Society induction ceremony, and provided the board with a review of the recently concluded fall sports season. Mr. Kaler also updated the board on the Veterans Day program. During the curriculum and instruction portion of the meeting, the Minster board heard from elementary counselor Leah Kettner. She described for the board the Character Strong program that is used at the elementary school. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby updated the board on the quarterly income tax settlement, informed the board that the Auglaize County Budget Commission set the bond collection rate at 3.75 mils, down from 4 mils, updated the board on the ODEW Office of Nutrition Administrative and Procurement Review that is being conducted, and updated the board on the ongoing fiscal year 2024 and fiscal year 2025 auditing process. Mrs. Selby also provided fund summaries to the board, a modification to appropriations, and a budget performance update. During the superintendent's consent agenda portion of the meeting, the Minster board approved the following: commended the fall sports teams and coaches for their performances during the fall season. In new business, the Minster board approved the following items: approved numerous updates to policies and administrative guidelines, approved a stipend for overnight field trip supervisors and bus drivers, approved the model special education policy, approved an MOU with the Allen County Board of Developmental Disabilities, and approved Minster students to compete in indoor track. The board set their December meeting for December 15th at 7:30 p.m. in the large group room. The board approved the following personnel recommendations: accepted the retirement resignations of Lisa Newman, high school intervention specialist, and Kim Schwederman, second grade teacher, effective at the end of the 2025-2026 school year. Approved Joanne Blystone as a cook's helper. Approved classified substitutes Deb Albers, Alexandria Stutt, and Stacy Lamb. The board also approved a number of supplemental contracts and athletic volunteers. The Minster Board of Education entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee, to consider details relative to the district's security arrangements and emergency response protocols, and the purchase or sale of property. No action was taken after the executive session.